Today we'll be talking about cryptocurrencies.
Yep.
We'll be talking about Bitcoin, Ethereum, NFTs, and everything in between. If you have ever been curious about how digital money works and where it all started, this episode is for you. So the year is 2008 and the global economic crisis just happened. Banks are failing, people are losing jobs, and the financial system seems broken. This is when an anonymous figure, or maybe a group of people we still don't know for sure, using a name Satoshi Nakamoto, stepped into the scene. Satoshi had an idea, and the idea is that what if we could create a new kind of money, one that didn't rely on banks or governments to work? Money that was completely digital, secure, and could be sent directly from one person to another. And so Bitcoin was born, the world's first cryptocurrency. But what exactly is cryptocurrency? In the simplest terms, it is digital money that uses something called blockchain technology to keep it secure. No banks, no middlemen, no anything. Just basically peer-to-peer transactions. Just like sending something via Bluetooth to someone else, right? That was exactly how it worked. If that sounds wonderful, get this. In 2009, the first Bitcoin transaction happened. Satoshi sent 10 Bitcoins to a man named Alfini, a developer who was one of the earliest supporters of the idea. Back then, nobody really knew what would happen. Bitcoin was just this weird experimental internet money. But this tiny transaction started something big. Let's jump ahead to 2010. This is the year one of the most famous and kind of funny moments in cryptocurrency history. A man named Laszlo, decided to buy pizzas using Bitcoin. He offered 10,000 Bitcoins for pizzas, which at the time were worth about $40. He was just happy to use these digital coins to get some food. Now here's the kicker. Those 10,000 Bitcoins today would be worth millions. Yeah, about $500 million to be precise. This moment is known as Bitcoin Pizza Day, and the crypto community celebrated like every year. It was the first real-world purchase using Bitcoin, and it showed that this new form of money could actually be used to buy everyday things. It's funny to think about it now, but this small step was a huge leap for Bitcoin. It went from being a cool internet experiment to something people could actually use in real world. And that was just the beginning. Bitcoin started to gain attention. Other people jumped in and thought, why don't we create our own cryptocurrencies? And that's how altcoins or alternative coins were born. So altcoins are pretty much any other cryptocurrency besides Bitcoin. In 2011, the first altcoin launched. It was called Litecoin, and it was created by a developer named Charlie Lee. Litecoin was designed to be faster and cheaper to use than Bitcoin. It was like Bitcoin's younger, speedier sibling, an upgrade to Bitcoin basically. But it didn't stop there. Soon more and more altcoins started popping up, some like Monero, focused on privacy, making transactions harder to trace. Others like Ripple were built to make international payments quicker and cheaper. And by now we have like over 18,000 different kinds of cryptocurrencies out there, and everyone with their own unique features, right? Bitcoin might have been the first, but this altcoin showed that the idea of digital money had room to grow and evolve in all kinds of ways. Fast forward to 2015, and something big was about to shake up the entire crypto world, and that was Ethereum. While Bitcoin was all about being digital money, Ethereum was a whole new platform that opened up possibilities far beyond just sending money. Ethereum was created by a young programmer named Vitalik Buterin, and it introduced something called smart contracts. Now, what's smart contracts? Imagine a regular contract with two parties, where two parties agree to do something and they sign a piece of paper. But with smart contracts, this agreement is written into code and it automatically executes when certain conditions are met. No middleman, no lawyer needed, right? This was a game changer because it meant blockchain technology could now be used for things like creating decentralized apps, automating different kinds of processes. Ethereum wasn't just a cryptocurrency, it was a platform for building new kind of internet. Now let's talk about something that happened in 2017, which was a wild, wild year for cryptocurrency. This was the year of the ICO boom, or ICOs. They're called initial coin offerings. They were a kind of crowdfunding You know, they were kind of way of crowdfunding new crypto projects. People would buy tokens or coins from these new projects that have launched and hoping that the value will skyrocket later. And for some it did, right? People made millions almost overnight and the crypto world was buzzing with excitement. But as with any gold rush, there were problems. Not all ICOs were legit. Some turned out to be outrageous scams. Governments started to step in, creating rules to protect investors. And by 2018, the bubble burst. The prices of cryptocurrencies dropped sharply and many projects disappeared. This period is now called the crypto winter. But that wasn't the end. The strong projects survived and the belief in long-term potential of cryptocurrencies stayed alive. Now let's fast forward to 2021. Cryptocurrency was no longer just about money, it was evolving into something even bigger. Enter NFTs, or non-fungible tokens. NFTs are unique digital assets and they can be anything, art, music, videos, anything, name it. What made NFTs special is that they gave creators a new way to sell their work. Digital artists could create one-of-a-kind pieces and collectors could own the original, just like owning a physical painting. Some NFTs sold for millions of dollars and suddenly everyone was talking about them. The rise of NFTs showed that blockchain technology had far more potential than most people had imagined. It wasn't just about finance anymore, it was about ownership, creativity, community. So where does all this leave us? Cryptocurrency is still very young, still very much in its early days, right? And nobody knows for sure what's going to happen next, but one thing that is certain is cryptocurrency have changed the way we think about money, technology, and even art. And that's a wrap on today's episode of How Cool Tech Works. You can reach out to me on Twitter, simply type my name, Polo Abiodun, on Twitter, or send me an email at polo@techworld.africa, and I'll see you in the next one.